Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Kringle, and Emily is the registered dietitian for the Cass County Health System. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon. Happy Diabetes Awareness Month.
It is a special month, something we need to be cognizant of all year long, but sometimes we need that awareness kind of thing. Why November?
Well, I think this is interesting, and I'm not sure I knew this, but 98 years ago, insulin was discovered this month. So that's kind of why this has been pinpointed as Awareness Month. In fact, the 14th was the exact day that the insulin was discovered 98 years ago.
Well, and so insulin, I think anybody who knows anything, has even heard about diabetes, also connects it with insulin.
Exactly. Insulin is the key that lets sugar into our cells. And most of us have that insulin, so that works. People that have type 1 diabetes don't make insulin, so they need to take it by shot or by pump so that they have that insulin. Other types of diabetes, maybe their bodies make insulin. That's more known as type 2. Their bodies make insulin, but doesn't see it, doesn't know how to use it. So sometimes weight loss or certain medicines will make our bodies see our own insulin better. Sometimes those people eventually actually need insulin too.
Yes, I think like a lot of illnesses, diabetes doesn't stay the same. We kind of need to keep track of it. First, we need to find out if we have it, and then we need to kind of keep track of it.
Exactly, exactly. And some of the people we see as patients, they'll be upset that they did something wrong and their blood sugars went up. Sometimes they did do something that could have been improved on, but it was explained to me, if you go to the eye doctor and you need a new prescription, you didn't do anything wrong. So sometimes it's just that, it just happens, no matter how well you try to control it.
Okay, so there are some things that we could do to prevent or help our bodies work with our diabetes challenge. And they're kind of basic.
Very basic, and it's really the same recommendation at any level of diabetes you have. It's two simple things to say. One is to lose 5 to 7% of your body weight. Could be 5 to 10 pounds. It's not looking at a chart that says I'm supposed to weigh 60 pounds less. It's lose 5 to 7%, 5 to 10 pounds, maybe over 6 months, and keep going down. The other thing is, again, very simple to say, is get 150 minutes of exercise per week. That's 30 minutes per day, 5 days a week. And LaVon, as you said, it doesn't have to be at one time. It can be 3 10-minute bursts. Maybe the all at one time is a little better, but anything is better than nothing. Sitting in the easy chair. And that brings up another thing. If you get your 30 minutes a day, that's awesome. But if evening sets in and you hit the recliner for 3 hours, interrupt that sedentary time. Just get up, get a glass of water, fold the laundry, do something.
Get a glass of water, not a glass of sugary soda or one of those other sweet things that you might have at your house.
Exactly. That's where it kind of sneaks up on us, is that sometimes we don't think about the calories and the sugar / carbohydrate that's in what we drink. It's sort of like if we drink it, it doesn't have to count. But some of us get more calories from what we drink than what we eat. It can be soda. It can be lemonade, Kool-Aid, juices, sweet tea, coffee that people put, though people will tell me, I don't put sugar in my coffee, but powdered creamer has carbohydrate. So it depends. If you have one cup of coffee a day, no big deal, but some people drink 20 cups a day. And if the coffee turns from brown or black to caramel colored, you probably are getting quite a bit of sweetener with that.
Okay, so think about what we're drinking as well as the food we eat. And of course, that all comes together. But let me ask you if I want to go back to pre-diabetes and diabetes, but before that, if you're going to give me some advice about food, are you going to tell me that I can't have any sweets and I can't have any potatoes?
Definitely not. If you know me, I'm not going to say that. It's all about combinations and moderation. You can have potatoes, you can have white bread, you can have whole wheat bread, 100% might be better, but there's nothing you really cannot have. It's all about combination. And you can have some sweets, but not the whole row of cookies or six at a time. It's all about moderation. Some people say, I can't just have two. So maybe they would have to stay away from them. But there's, I think, LaVon, you and I have talked about this. White rice, some people seem to think is okay, but they don't think potatoes are okay. They're carbohydrate-wise, what affects your blood sugar, very similar. And perhaps the potato has more vitamins and minerals than the white rice. Yeah. So,
okay, let's talk just a little bit about diabetes and pre-diabetes. And how do we find out if we have either one of those?
The main thing is you have to have some fasting blood sugar work done. And it's very, very specified. Two fasting blood sugars over 126 is diagnostic for diabetes. And a lot of people say, "Ooh, that's not very high," but that's what we're saying right now. Pre-diabetes is pretty tight. Two fasting blood sugars between 100 and 126. So an easy way to say this is if you have a fasting blood sugar over 100, you have either pre-diabetes or diabetes. And let's say two.
Okay. And so then we really need to start paying attention. But even if we didn't do that, even if we didn't have our blood sugar tested, and even if we think we don't have any way that we're going to have diabetes, those two basic things are important for a lot of reasons.
Oh, yes. The 150 minutes of activity a day or a week, and the losing 5 to 7% of your weight, if you need to lose weight, are very important. I think both of those things, if you start looking at heart disease, cancer, high blood pressure, the recommendations lifestyle-wise are about the same for all of those.
Mm-hmm. So to be healthy, we just need to keep trying to get that worked into our lifestyle. Let's talk a little bit about numbers of people with diabetes. You know, every November we get really into this, but we should be thinking about it all the time. But why? Why is it so important that we know about what's happening in the world?
Well, 84 million American adults have prediabetes. If those people move up to diabetes, the cost, lifestyle changes, medical necessity that people are going to need is going to be hard to cover for all of those people. Getting 150 minutes of exercise a week, losing a little weight, costs us very little out of pocket. But every step of the way with medicines, sophisticated blood sugar measurements, insulin, diabetes pumps, that cost goes up dramatically. And so does it's very important, but the physician visits associated with that, it just keeps increasing. And I don't think until you're faced with that, you have any idea.
I think that's right. We just think, well, we know there's all these new treatments out there. I mean, the basic insulin, but beyond that, we just hear often about new things happening. But when we hear that often the cost is not mentioned along with it.
Right. I mean, and the new things are wonderful, extremely sophisticated. But of course, as the sophistication goes up and the new medicines, the cost goes up.
Okay. So we do need to be aware of just the dollars out of our pocket, as well as our changes in how we feel, because having diabetes does affect some things about how we feel.
So many things. I mean, it affects how we sleep, our temperament. You know, sometimes when your blood sugar gets off, you're not yourself. Just so many different things, and of course the circulation with our kidneys, our eyes, our neuropathy in our hands and feet. Nothing that most of us want to have.
Okay. So if we need more information, or if we want to take a little kind of self-test, there's lots of information on the web. Or, of course, you can come and visit to our diabetes specialists at the Cass County Health System. But website, just tune in to?
Diabetes.org. I mean, it will have as much or more information than you want. And there is a little quiz that you can hunt for that will help you determine if you might be at risk for diabetes.
Thank you very much, Emily Kringle, who is dietitian, registered dietitian for Cass County Health System. Until next time, here's a thought from Booker T. Washington. A lie doesn't become truth, a wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good just because it's accepted by the majority.